Meryl friends, I'm your host, Meryl. Welcome to episode 5 of The Story of Captain Charlotte. Last time on The Story of Captain Charlotte, Charlotte and Pinnock met a new friend, Cressida, on the dragon-infested island home of the master astrologer. Charlotte agreed to rid the island of dragons so she could meet with the master astrologer. She used her magic compass to find Crypta and her dragon horn. But she was quickly trapped in Crypta's prehensile hair. Cressida saved the day when she shattered the dragon horn with an arrow. This broke Crypta's spell on the dragons and they turned on her. Charlotte, Pinnock, and Cressida escaped while dragons torched Crypta's castle. Let's see what happens next, after a short break. Hello, friends! We're so glad you're enjoying Season 1 of The Story of Captain Charlotte. Before we start production on Season 2, we need a little help from you to make it happen. That's why we've created a Patreon. As a Patreon member, you'll receive tons of benefits, including access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, Below Deck. With membership tiers as low as $3 a month, there's a place for everyone on our crew as we sail towards Season 2. To join our Patreon, just follow the link in our show notes or search The Story of Captain Charlotte on Patreon.com. We'll see you there.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Story of Captain Charlotte, Episode 5, The Dozing Flute. Charlotte and Pinnock ascended a long switchback trail until they reached the mountaintop village of Viceroy Island. They saw the steep stairs that Cressida mentioned and followed them to the highest part of the mountain. There, they found a domed building with a huge telescope sticking out the top. They were greeted at the door by a short woman with frizzy black hair who wore thick framed eyeglasses, baggy pants covered in pockets, and bright red suspenders.
Greetings, intrepid heroes! Many thanks to you! How may I be of service?
I was sent here by Jonas Carver. He said you could help me with this. Charlotte removed the star egg from her vest pocket. The egg glowed bright green in the sunlight, and the master astrologer's eyes grew wide.
Oh, remarkable! Do you know what you have there?
Not exactly, but I'm hoping you can tell me.
Oh, please, 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 come in!
They entered the master astrologer's home, which was filled with pages of scribbled calculations, telescopes, and devices Charlotte didn't recognize. There were also massive star charts on the walls, ceiling, and floor. The master astrologer went over to the stove and lit the flame. She motioned for Charlotte to give her the egg, which the master astrologer took with a pair of tongs. She held the egg over the flame and the room filled with bright green stars, just like at the campfire with Cressida.
Oh, would you look at
the astrologer was clearly awed by the egg's projection. She muttered softly to herself until Charlotte spoke up.
So, what can you tell us? Where does it lead?
Oh, that crazy old coot carver was right to send you to me. Only a few star maps such as this exist. Supposedly, they come from the Mystic Realm.
The Mystic Realm? That's the place Crypto was talking about. Is it enchanted?
Oh, yes, star maps are indeed enchanted. Have you seen the stars within the egg change position?
No. Are they supposed to?
Oh, yes, but I'm not surprised you haven't noticed. It's very subtle. The position of the stars in our sky aren't fixed. They change slightly as the Earth rotates on its axis and revolves around the sun. The stars in this egg perfectly mirror the stars in our sky. This means they paint a picture of the night sky from a very specific location, no matter what day of the year it is. You must know the stars extremely well to interpret its coordinates.
The master astrologer ran to the side of her room and started pulling different maps from a large wooden chest. Once she found the one she needed, she ran back over to the table and flattened out the map. She used various rulers and compasses to draw lines all over the map, while constantly referring to the projected stars. Charlotte was extremely curious about the master astrologer's process, but didn't want to interrupt her frenetic work with questions. Eventually, the master astrologer stopped and stepped back from the map.
There! Go there!
Charlotte and Pinnock looked down at the map. Amid the jumble of lines was a black X. It resided deep in the middle of the sea.
You're sure that's where we need to go? There's nothing there.
I'm certain! Go there and you'll find what you seek!
Can you tell us anything about what we'll find there?
Oh, I can't! This is the first time I've seen a star map in person. It's so cool. But based on their lore, I can't imagine you'll be disappointed by what you discover.
All right, then. Let's go, Pin. Thank you for your help, Margo.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good luck, heroes.
As Charlotte and Pinnock descended the mountain, their fatigue caught up with them. They decided to stay the night in the now safe harbor of Viceroy Island.
The next day, Charlotte and Pinnock returned to their ship. They were surprised to see Cressida waiting for them.
You know, now that I'm free, the dragons are gone and my sister's safe, I don't really know what to do next. Think you could use a smuggler who's good with a bow and arrow on your crew?
I know we could put your skills to good use. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Captain. I won't let you down. There's just one thing, though.
What?
Your boat's great, but it's kind of small. Way too small for all of us. My ship has a few beds and can haul plenty of cargo. Plus, it's dual mast, so it's quick. As a token of my commitment, I'd like to gift my ship to you.
Charlotte thought about her little fishing boat and all the memories it held. She and her parents spent hours every morning on the boat pulling up their catch and laughing along the way. It was an extension of her home, which was now burned to ash. How could she abandon it? But on the other hand, she did need a larger ship. Charlotte's growing crew couldn't all fit on her fishing skiff. Plus, there was an additional mast on Cressida's ship that could utilize more of the sails Charlotte got from Pinnock's father.
Wow! Thank you, Cressida! You'll be my master at arms. Your first job is to help us get all the supplies from my boat here onto our new ship.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Charlotte, Pinnock, and Cressida transferred their supplies and raised more of the sails that Pinnock's father gifted Charlotte. When they were done, the crew stood on the dock and admired the ship. The brilliant red sails brought the otherwise dreary ship to life. Charlotte couldn't wait to hit the seas with even more of them flying. Charlotte, Pinnock, and Cressida set off from Viceroy Island toward the location indicated by the star map. Charlotte couldn't believe how quick and smooth the ship sailed. The trip took days. Occasionally, Charlotte and her crew stopped at the other islands to eat and rest. Wherever they went, sailors asked where they were headed. Charlotte always replied that they were explorers with no particular destination.
As they neared the star map's location, Charlotte was surprised to see no land. Though the coordinates were in the middle of the water, she thought perhaps it was an oversight, or that the island was simply too small to record on paper.
I don't understand. It should be right here. Are we supposed to dive?
I'm not a great swimmer. Suppose I should have mentioned that before I volunteered for your crew.
Pinnock, drop anchor. We'll stay here until we figure out our next move.
Pinnock dropped the ship's anchor. After a few moments, the water around the ship began to bubble, as if they were in a giant cauldron over a fire. Suddenly, something hit their ship from below. The ship rocked back and forth as it rose into the air.
Captain, what's happening?
I don't know. Hold fast.
The ship shook so violently that Charlotte was afraid it would break or that a mast would snap. Tall trees rose from out of the water all around the ship. To Charlotte's surprise, the trees were filled with wildlife. Monkeys, birds, and snakes looked down at Charlotte and her crew as if they were interloping in their forest. The animals, none of which were made to live underwater, seemed completely unfazed by the fact that they were emerging from the watery depths of the ocean. Just as suddenly as the ship began to rock, it stopped. The trees around them stilled. The sounds of wildlife and even a waterfall carried through the air.
Well, that was unexpected. All right, crew, come with me. Sun's going down, so we'll have to explore in twilight.
What if the island sinks while we're away?
Then I guess Cressida's gonna get a much-needed swim lesson. Charlotte and her crew climbed off the boat, which now sat in the middle of a tropical jungle. Cressida raised her bow. Charlotte pulled out her sword, and Pinnock lifted his fists. When Charlotte saw that Pinnock had no weapon, she handed him her father's dagger.
Careful with that. It belongs to my papa.
Charlotte cut a path through the overgrown jungle. She didn't know what she was looking for, but Charlotte knew there was a reason the egg brought them here. With a slice of her sword, Charlotte stumbled upon a sight she couldn't believe. All over the jungle floor lay hundreds of tiny golden creatures, no larger than a salt shaker. They wore suits of wooden armor and had tiny wings. They looked exhausted, as if they'd just fought the greatest battle of their lives. Though she'd never seen one before, Charlotte assumed these must be fairies. One of the fairies crawled up from her position lying against a tree root and slowly walked over to Charlotte. She lazily floated up to Charlotte's face.
Hello, traveler! Welcome to the island of Marikara. I am Marypim, chief of the Carpenter Fairies. How did you find us?
It's nice to meet you. My name's Charlotte.
Captain Charlotte.
Thank you, Pin. That's Pinnock. And this is Cressida. We found you by way of a star map. It belonged to my mother. Charlotte produced the egg from her vest. All of the fairies' eyes widened, and some even perked up. On the day my mother vanished, she left me this egg. She must have wanted me to find this place, but I don't know why. I understand this egg might come from the mystic realm, but that's all I know.
So, your mother was a mage. Do you know what kind?
What's a mage?
A powerful spirit who can wield elemental magics through the use of spells and study.
Oh, my mother wasn't a mage. She was a fisherwoman.
Mages don't just give away their star eggs, not without good reason.
The fairy's eyes blinked closed and her body started to slump over. Suddenly, her eyes shot open and she jolted back upright.
Are you okay? You all seem really tired.
We lost our dozing flute. Without it, we can't achieve sleep on our own. We're made to tirelessly build. It's a gift and a curse.
What happened to your dozing flute?
A terrible man with long, greasy silver hair and a huge scar on his face attacked us and stole the dozing flute a few days ago. Our purpose is to prepare the vessels of visitors to our island for travel to the Mystic Realm, but I'm afraid we won't be able to do so until we get some sleep.
Travel to the Mystic Realm? I thought the way there was sealed long ago.
It was sealed, yes, but not entirely.
We can get the flute back for you.
That would be most appreciated. Upon your return, we will make the necessary modifications to your ship and explain the next step in your journey to the Mystic Realm.
Excellent. What else can you tell me about the man who took your dozing flute? Any idea where he was headed?
He had a Malian accent, so probably from the island of Baratucci. It isn't far from here.
Everything up to now has pointed to my mother being in the Mystic Realm. I don't know how or why, but I do know we have to get there.
Crew, anchors away. We have a flute to recover.
Thank you, Captain Charlotte. We shall anxiously await your return.
Charlotte and her crew returned to her ship and raised anchor. When they did, the water around their ship bubbled once more. The trees, with all their wildlife, descended back into the water. Within minutes, the water calmed back to normal, and there was no evidence of the island.
Pinnock, set a course for Baratucci Island.
Wow! Charlotte's crew has grown again! Now they're off to find the fairy's dozing flute. I wonder if Charlotte will be able to get the flute back. I'm sure we'll get some answers next week in Chapter 6. The story of Captain Charlotte is written, produced, and performed by Meryl Opsahl and Mark Opsahl. If you liked what you heard, please help us out by following our show and leaving a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. For updates and behind-the-scenes fun, follow us on TikTok at Story of Captain Charlotte and on Instagram at The Story of Captain Charlotte. If you'd like us to post your drawings or for media inquiries, you can email us at thestoryofcaptaincharlotte@gmail.com. And if you want more from us, check out Mark's debut novel, Lifecast, which was named one of the 100 best indie books of 2022 by Kirkus Reviews. We'll include a link in the show notes. See you next time!
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.